Hello and welcome to YHTV's Flowing into Awareness with visionary and master intuitive Anatara. This is episode 7. I'm Christina Suzuma, your host of this program. Today's show is entitled, Your Body is Brilliant. Hello, Anatara.
Hello, Christina. How are you?
Very good. How is beautiful down under?
Oh, Australia has just been totally delightful. Warm and sunny, and then wild cyclones, and then more warm and sunny.
Whoa.
And I feel it. It feels to me like it's womb-like in a way that other places aren't sometimes. But in the particular area that I'm in, Byron Bay, outside Byron Bay, in Mullumbimby, I mean, it's like Hobbit country, beautiful rolling green hills and running water. And it just gives you the feeling of being in that soft, perfect, sort of Eden-like, existence. Mm. And I'm actually leaving Australia tomorrow, flying home through Honolulu, where I'll be in Hawaii for a day, waiting for my flight home to Victoria, which is in British Columbia. So I'm starting
wet,
to think
cold, not quite cyclone, but you know, misty.
The winds there are going to be terrible. And I was lying in bed this morning thinking, now what will I have to put on when I get out of bed on Saturday morning
right.
in BC? I don't even know where my clothes are.
Find them quick. It is a little chilly.
I will.
Oh my goodness. Well, it sounds like you've just had the most amazing time. It's over a month now that you've been there.
I've been here for 6 weeks, and previous to that, I was in Hawaii for 5 weeks, and before that, in Sedona. So I've been on the road for, you know, or on the air or on the land and in the waters, the warm waters, for almost 3 months.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. It's been very special.
So are you ready to go home?
It's hard to say. I'm very excited about being there because we're expecting the birth of my son's first child. So I'll be there for that and adding to the lineage of grandsons that we already have. So that's fairly exciting. And I'll be very excited to see family and to be linked in again with that part of my, you know, my existence, because I do have a link to northern, you know, northern North America, the BC coast. And it'll just be the shift that I have to adjust to. And it's mostly, I think, the physical shift mm-hmm. that is going to be the challenge.
Yes.
And part of that, I'm going to explain that in Your Body is Brilliant. and the way we can work with things like such great climatic change, mm-hmm. going from one extreme summer to winter in another place, and how the body responds. So, and perhaps that's how this topic came up for me, you know, for me to talk about. But I have been having a very wonderful awareness, new awarenesses about how the body works with the mind, and works with what we could call our heart selves or mm-hmm. our essence and soul selves. I've come to understand that being in the body is—it's the most. Our bodies give us our first signals of awareness. So we feel pain. We feel tired. We feel hungry. We feel cold. We feel warm. So the physical being in the body gives us information, and it's constantly giving us information that's being updated. It's constantly giving us information that is pertinent, is real, is in the moment. So when we're looking for ways to connect with the now, to connect with our lives, the body is that first line of information. It's also the first line of defense, sort of, in terms of what we feel we need to protect ourselves from and what we feel we need to embrace more. So the body is brilliant. The body has so many abilities to feel, to know, to explain, you know, not only physically what's going on, but emotionally what's going on. We may find that we step into a place or step into a situation and the body pulls back. There's some sort of wall that happens, or some sort of signal that happens that makes us pull back. So that's when the senses of the body are interpreting not just what's immediate to the physical, but what's around the physical. What's around the physical in terms of safety? What's around the physical in terms of something we are open to? So the body has this ability to really speak to us. So if that's true, then obviously we can speak to our bodies. And I think this is where many of us, and I've been practicing it myself, so I'm getting used to it. I think this is where many of us forget that we actually have a dialogue. Yeah. We can say to the body, and this is where it becomes, you know, apparent when I'm thinking of going home to cold weather when I've been wearing bikinis and tiny little cotton blouses for months. I can tell my body to allow the different sensations of cold, allow those sensations to become integrated and to work with what's complementary about those sensations. In other words, it doesn't have to feel like pain. It doesn't have to feel like something that I need to withdraw from. When the body withdraws, other elements of our beings withdraw. And wouldn't it be amazing if I can step back into the cold weather and be as open as I am in the warm weather? I'm a sun-seeking, heat-seeking individual by nature. And wouldn't it be amazing if this time, as I step back, I can embrace it as well as I embrace the warmth? Mm. So I'm learning how to tell my body how to look at new physical sensations, new physical situations. And I'm to ask my body to inform me in more holistic and harmonious ways what it needs in order for me to be okay wherever I'm at. So I started experimenting with this in extreme sunshine, extreme heat. And I found that I could feel, and in Australia, the sun is penetrating. It's very intense summer. So I felt that the sun on my skin, I felt the heat, I felt it penetrating. I felt a feeling that I could have described as pain, but instead asked my body to open to it so that what was complementary to me in this searing heat would and could be felt by my body, and what wasn't complementary to me could just flow through, flow around, or flow away. And I felt an instant change in the physical sensation. Mm. So I know that this can be done with cold. And so I'm looking forward to experimenting with it, and it won't be long until I get the chance. So in what other ways does our body respond to things? If we've had a terrible fright or something, or a trauma, in our lives at some point, a similar situation, either weather or the kind of people that are in it, or a situation that reminds us of a bad accident, let's say, when those things are triggered in the body and in the mind, the body resists. The body closes. The body sets up a certain sort of force to keep that away. And whenever we're in any kind of resistance, all kinds of things start to shut down. And we literally miss the learning or the complementary elements of what's going on. And think about how incredible it can be to tell the body when it starts to resist something, you're safe. You don't have to take on the things that you don't like. You don't have to take on those feelings that might hurt you. Instead, look at the incident. Look at what's happening through the perspective of what's complementary to you, what works for you. And I've started to do this, and I've watched other people doing this as well, and have noticed that a situation that might have invoked great fear and great physical discomfort can instead become something that just flows, that just is. The complementary elements of whatever that is just becomes part of who you are in the moment. And it makes the moment a lot more accessible. Mm. So there are more steps to this. We tend to believe about our bodies. We believe certain things about our bodies, such as I have terrible digestion. I can't eat that particular food. Or if I live in a certain way, I will respond with some sort of gastric distress or constipation or diarrhea. So, and it seems that this is very true, because every time we try whatever that particular thing is, every time we ingest it, we get into trouble. But what would it be like if we could say to the body, try this, and try this in a way in which you, body, are in control. You, the brilliant body that can interpret and filter and work with things, can deal with this, so that the elements of whatever is being ingested are complementary, can be absorbed and dealt with, and the rest of it just flows away. And I'm finding that this works. Mm. I'm finding, as I allow my body to speak about its brilliance and to take on its own adaptability without my mind being in the way, that it can take over. So many of us are seeking the perfect cure, seeking the perfect atmosphere, seeking a perfection of existence that really narrows what we can experience. And as we start to let the body have more say in how it deals with things, as we remove the way we tend to speak to the body can do what we need it to do. The body has its own intelligence, and that shining bodily brilliance gets a chance to do what it's best at, mm. without us stopping it, without us interrupting it.
Mm. Well, wonderful, Anatara. It's very similar to what some of my elders have taught me many years ago, which is called body wisdom. It is mm. the wisdom of the body, and our minds quite often get in the way. We just love to get in the way of what is innately there. You know, we were born as these little miraculous beings, you know, from the first day of development in the womb. And we are very, very, these computers or these machines that we were born with, they're magnificent. And I love the way that you've brought it around. It's about trusting it, about acknowledging, mm. about awareness, mm. and really honoring our body. Really honoring it.
It's giving it a chance to be its brilliant self, its magnificent self that you're describing. Yes. And allowing the body to use its shining brilliance, its best abilities to work with the mind and you know, get the opportunity to filter things the way it wants to. Mm. When the mind is speaking to the body, the body has to respond to what the mind says. It's this co-creation, this combination of resources. And when the body gets to work because the mind on its own, because the mind has given it permission to, then the messages that come through are from the body. And the body can then filter, work with, adapt to, and speak from and about what it's experiencing, without the mind's interference. And this is the brilliance, the shining brilliance of the body that I'm talking about. Mm. Mm.
That's lovely, Anatara. I think you nailed it right there. And of course, it is also the balance with the spirit. You were saying the heart energy, you know, mm-hmm. the balance of body, mind, spirit. We're always come back to that, the Trinity.
Always.
So, Anatara, is there some last notes that you would like to share with our audience before we close?
Of course. So, the body is brilliant. Your body is brilliant. Our bodies are brilliant. They not only understand, when we give them the chance, how to work with all of the signals of existence, what the sensations of the skin, sensations of the breath, sensations of food, sensations of love. The body not only understands how to deal with that on a one-on-one experience through itself, but it also knows how to feel other bodies, to relate to other bodies, to enhance relationships with other bodies. And it does its best work, it does its best job when we stop thinking about how it could or should do that. So as we experiment with letting the body have control and letting the body discover what's complementary in any given situation for itself, the mind can readjust and the mind can step out of the way. And then, as you said a minute ago with the Trinity, then truly spirit and body can define how, who, and what we are. And it's a sense of wonder, really, when you achieve that on you know, for a short moment or for a long period of time. And that sense of wonder is the key. That feeling will help you know when you've achieved it.
Lovely. That's quite a moment of awareness, my dear.
Thank you.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much, Anantara. That was a really wonderful session there, and I'm sure many of you can listen to it over and over again because there's a lot of information there for you, each and every one of us. Thank you so much for joining us today on this new platform of education information. We are grateful for your continuous support and look forward to hearing your feedback on how we can serve you better. We invite you to join us live Tuesdays for Magical Medical Tour at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. Wednesdays for Trinity of Life at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, followed every other week with Flowing into Awareness with Anantara. Anantara continues to do intuitive readings, which she calls angel listenings, and spiritual counseling she's done for over 25 years with clients throughout the U.S., Canada, and Europe. You can be in touch with Anantara at myyogahub.com/Anantara, follow her on Twitter at Anantara, and of course through her own website, anantara.ca. Thank you so much. Until next time, namaste.